Welcome into the broadcast booth high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox are on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you this evening as we welcome you in to this series between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. The Fred Nats have dominated the series throughout up to this point, 3-1. They lead it going into now this Saturday evening matchup here in Southwest Virginia. Temperatures about 60 degrees, a little bit chillier tonight with a slight wind out into right center field. Not much, though, and a beautiful night for baseball nevertheless, Tyler.
Yeah, a bit of showers that we thought may have impacted this game a little bit seems to have passed by Salem without a trace. And on Grateful Dead Night, second specialty jersey night of the season we've seen. Always fun when that happens.
Yeah, the first one was Star Wars night. It was on May 6th. Revenge of the Sixth night, they called it. They went with Darth Vader jerseys tonight. They go with Grateful Dead uniforms. It is a spattering of red, white, and blue with the green bear on the front in a tie-dye fashion. Navy blue caps for the Red Sox. White pants. On the other side, the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals coming in at 16-25 on the year, 7.5 games back in the Carolina League North. They are decked out. Navy blue jerseys. They have their white, blue, and red caps and their gray pants. Luis Parades gets the start on the hill this evening for your Red Sox, and the first pitch is skied high by Jonathan Thomas. Infield pop-up to right field. Going back and making the catch is Abram Liendo. And just like that on one pitch, there is one down. So it brings up Sammy Infante, the two-hole hitter playing at second base this evening. Infante went 0-2 yesterday, was hit by a pitch and walked. Did end up scoring when he was hit by a pitch. He stole second base, advanced on an error, and ended up being brought home. First pitch, called strike on inside corner. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Luis Parades. International free agent acquired back in 2019 as it's a fastball missing high here, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Parales out of Guacara in Venezuela. 0-3 on the air with a 6.05 ERA. The 1-1 misses high and away once again on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and we move to 2-1. 6.05, 19 1/3 innings pitch, the 2-1. Wave and a miss. With a fastball right by him, high out of the zone again. Chasing after it was Infante, and it's 2-2. 17 walks to 21 strikeouts on the year for Parales. He deals the 2-2, and he gets him to swing and miss once more. Another fastball, and it's the first strikeout for Luis Parales, and there's two away. Continue to pound that fastball high in the zone, Tyler. My apologies.
No, I apologize to you, but he's really picked up that strikeout pitch a lot more. Take a look at his last outing, 7 strikeouts, and it just seems to be getting more and more of a recurring theme from there.
First pitch on a check swing. It's called a strike to Daylen Lyle right over the heart of the plate, and the count is 0-1. 96 on the fastball. Lyle coming in at 295 on the year. Waves and misses. How about another high fastball? Why not? Has yet to switch it up at all. Fastball after fastball here in the early going. Kick steals the 0-2. Swing and a miss. 96 on the fastball outside. And it's back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning and retire the side for Luis Parales. Bottom of the first after this, a scoreless top half here in Salem. beautiful Saturday night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is Grateful Dead night at the ballpark. T-shirt giveaway and the team decked out in their tie-dye Grateful Dead jerseys tonight. We go to the bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game. Luis Perales sat him down 1-2-3, a pop out and back-to-back strikeout swinging. Didn't throw another pitch besides 95 and 96 mile an hour fastballs. Brian Caceres kicks and deals the first pitch to Roman Anthony, and it paints the inside corner at 92 on the gun, and Anthony quickly down 0-1. Anthony batting 246 on the year, 16 RBIs, the 0-1. Swing and a chopper into right field, through for a base hit over the glove of Infante. A base hit to lead things off for Roman Anthony, and the Red Sox have a runner on first to start this ball game. Down 3-1 in this series, couldn't ask for a better start than that.
Yeah, and Roman Anthony's really been picking up that bat speed recently. You know, we've talked a lot how he's been able to walk a lot more instead of relying on the base hit. Well, he's starting to get the bats to heat up themselves and not necessarily relying on the pitcher to make mistakes.
Yeah, he's really come on in the last week or so. Alan Castro flares one out, shallow center field. Green tracking underneath it, pinches it for out number one. So Alan Castro swings at the first pitch, flies out to center. He's Cutter Coffee. One down with a runner on first for the Red Sox. Coffee 211 on the year, back up above the Mendoza line. 12 RBIs on the season. There is a little bit of a friendly, I don't want to say wager, because there is no money on the line as the runner goes from first to pitch missing inside. Anthony, the throwdown is tagged out. Maybe got him on the head. And Liam Carroll's going to come out to protest this. I don't even know if Anthony was aware that he was called out. It looked like he was safe by a mile. The throw was so far to the right, but maybe tagged on the helmet. We'll see if we can get a replay going here if you're watching on MILB TV. And Liam Carroll, the manager for the Salem Red Sox, having a conversation here with the field umpire, Tyler Hovick. And here's your replay if you are watching the slide. And I guess he might have got him on the back. I mean, that's the only angle we're going to get. What are your thoughts, TK?
Yeah, it seemed like he got him right on the jersey numbers. I mean, if Roman Anthony was really upset about it, maybe he missed the tag and didn't feel anything, but the chorus of boos will greet the umpires as Roman Anthony goes back to the dugout.
And it appears that the call will stay. So Anthony heads back. It is the second out of the inning, and now nobody on and two away for Cutter Coffee. Well, back to what I was talking about, the 1-0 called strike on a check swing, change up inside. It's 1-1. In the locker room, they're saying, all right, who's due for a home run? The bets are, and again, no money on the line here, but the talk is Cutter Coffee is the next one to hit a home run, and they're saying it's going to be tonight. That's the feel in the locker room, the buzz. Everyone in the clubhouse was saying Coffee's going to homer tonight. That was kind of the vibe. The 2-1, this is low and in. 3-1 now for Cutter Coffee. Three-hole hitter playing over at third tonight. See him a lot at short, sometimes at third, probably about 25% of the time, but he's back over at third this evening. 3-1, waved on and missed. Got him with the fastball in tight, and it's 3-2.
You know, he's swinging that barrel around. It's just, I'm not sure with that bat speed if contact is a priority.
3-2, waved on and missed, and it's an inning-ending strikeout. Got him with a fastball again. Low in the zone, and the Red Sox sat down in an unconventional 1-2-3. We go to the top of the second after this on MILB TV. Top of the second on tap for you here from Salem Memorial Ballpark on a gorgeous Saturday evening for baseball. 0-0 the score between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox as Brady House, one of the highly touted prospects in the Nats organization, swings and misses on a fastball. The 0-1 fouled back to the netting and quickly House down 0-2. Brady had an off night last night, did not appear for the Fred Nats, but has played throughout the series other than that, strongly over at third base. 0-2 to House, misses high and away, and it tips off the glove of Ender Solira. 1-2. Matter of fact, House in the 7-2 win the other night for the Fred Nats, ended up with a base hit, went 1-for-4, scored in the affair. 1-2, missing away, and it's 2-2 on a changeup outside. That is the first time that we have seen Luis Perales mix it up and go with anything other than the fastball. He kicks, steals, 2-2 on the way. Swing and a high pop-up, foul territory, left field. Going underneath it is Cutter Coffee, and he makes the catch. One away here in the top of the second. Brady House fouls out to Cutter Coffee, the third baseman. Here's Elijah Green. How about another highly touted prospect in the Nats organization? Number 3, Elijah Green, brought in out of high school, the 5th pick in the first round of the most recent Major League Baseball draft. First pitch to Green, waved on and missed. Got him with a fastball, painted the inside corner upstairs in the zone, and it's 0-1. Green is 237 on the year, 2 homers, 19 RBIs. The 0-1, called strike upstairs at the letters, and it's 0-2. Last night, Green had a 2-base hit game, had a double and a single. Single was in the 4th, the double in the 7th. He also walked twice and scored both times that he walked. So all in all, 2-for-3 with a pair of walks for Elijah Green. Not a bad night at all. The 0-2. Breaking ball misses just outside at 83, and it's 1-2. The night before that, Elijah Green walked once, struck out twice, and grounded out. We get one skipping off the glove of Lira. Evens us up at 2-2. Pardon me, 1-2 the count, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to golf at the changeup, low and away. And there are two down, third strikeout of the night for Luis Perales. Reitzmar Quintana now standing in, the first baseman. Quintana also had an off night like Brady House last night. Had an off night the night before that as well, as he hits the first ball, threw up the middle on the ground for a base hit. A two-out single for Reitzmar Quintana. On the first pitch that he sees, puts a runner on first. It is the first hit of the day against Luis Perales and the Red Sox.
A few days in a row now where Salem has been able to retire the first few Nationals they faced in order. We'll see what two-out rally the Nats have cooking, though.
Well, last time Quintana appeared, it was in game number 2 of the series at a 7-2 win for the Fred Nats. He went 0-for-4. This is the first time he's played since then. It's a good way to start the affair. Here's Murphy Staley. You talking about a guy that has a red-hot bat. Playing at third last night. How about a 4-hit game? Went 4-for-5 as he flies one into the seats. Foul. Quickly. Staley down now 0-2. Had a double to start in the third, then a single, then an RBI single, and then a 2-RBI single. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Blew the high fastball right by him. And it's strikeout number 4 for Luis Perales, and it ends the inning. They strand one over at first. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless, after this on MILB TV. shortstop, Luis Ravelo from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, ready to lead us off here in the bottom of the second. Scoreless between the visiting Fred Nats and the Salem Red Sox. Fredericksburg with a 3-1 series lead. Salem looking to at least try and split. That's a good way to start. Ground ball hit hard the other way down the left field line for a leadoff base hit. What is it with these first pitch swinging, TK, today?
Well, we saw it the other night, too. Salem was just able to string together a lot of leadoff base hits and innings, just couldn't come around to score. The Red Sox need to take advantage of their opportunities when they have them. They've been getting a lot of hits against the Fred Nats this series, just not a whole lot of runs.
That they have. Here's Juan Chacon, Lil Poppy, as we call him, designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox. Righty-on-righty matchup, and it's a pitch that misses inside at 90 on the gun. 1-0 for Juan Chacon. 274 on the year, 11 RBIs. Chacon actually led off a couple of nights ago. A rare stint for Lil Poppy as the 1-0 misses high and away on a fastball. It's 2-0. Yeah, got the leadoff two nights ago in the 5-3 loss. Did have a decent game, though. Two base hits, one of them being a double. He also walked. 2-for-4 with a walk. You'll take that all day long. 2-0 to Chacon. This is a called strike over the plate at 93 on the fastball. Ravelo over at first. He singled on the first pitch that he saw. Ryan Caceres here in his second inning of work. 2-1. Fly ball, shallow right, going back is Thomas, and he makes the grab for out number one as Chacon flies out to right field. Here's Abram Liendo, the second baseman for the Red Sox. Liendo has started to heat up a little bit as a bat for Salem. Ended up going 2-for-2 with a pair of walks last night as well on top of it. Both hits were singles. He scored twice. Had a huge home run as we get a check over to first, sliding in safely as Luis Ravelo. Had a huge home run in the series opener against the Fred Nats in the bottom of the ninth to tie the ball game. First pitch, outside corner, called strike, got a changeup. It's 0-1 to Abram Liendo. And despite the recent success, still below the Mendoza line at 191. 0-1, sky-high pop-out into the seats, shallow left field, 0-2. Brian Caceres on the hill throws the fastball, the slider, and the changeup. He was acquired all the way back in 2017, which feels like an eternity ago. 0-2, high fastball misses the zone, it's 1-2. Most of the guys you see at this level, 2019 is kind of the latest, 2018 maybe. Just a few 2017 sprinkled in there. Check over to first, standing up safely is Ravelo. So the 23-year-old stands at 6'1". He's a right-handed pitcher. So far in the month of May, 10 innings pitched, 8 hits given up, 7 runs. They were all earned, a home run. 7 walks as Ravelo tries to steal, and he's thrown out. The second caught stealing here today. Pitch missed, and the throwdown was successful from behind home plate for Perez.
Yeah, we'll see if the next time the Red Sox get a runner on, if they try to steal again. Now 0-for-2 in runners aboard. Both have tried to steal. Both have been caught by Perez.
Caceres looking for his 10th strikeout of the month. The 2-2 skips up in the dirt and fills the count at 3-2. Nobody on, 2 away here in the bottom of the second. Still tied up at donuts, 0 on the scoreboard. Salem has registered 2 hits. The Nationals just 1. The 3-2 misses outside, and it's a 2-out walk on a full count for Abram Liendo. That'll set up in Berso Lira, the catcher tonight for the Red Sox. Was pulled up just a couple of weeks ago after Ronald Rosario was elevated to the high A level to play up in Greenville. Kind of a chain reaction throughout the organization. Did I called up from technically extended spring training, which would have been the FCL roster, as he flares one out to shallow right towards the line, and it is foul by about 5-6 feet.
Yeah, still technically with the FCL Red Sox. Their season doesn't start for another couple of days. Now, opening day's just around the corner for the Florida Complex League on June 1st.
Yeah, they play about June to about end of July. So come August, a couple of guys might come up. We saw that last year.
Right, at least see the draft picks.
A disengagement here as... Well, Ando dances down the base pass between first and second.
I'll tell you what that was. It was a stolen base by Leando. He was told at the last second not to go and panic to get back and just a step off by Caceres to say, what are you doing, bro?
Oh, one to Lira misses inside. 1-1. Fastball once again. Well, how about Lira batting .321? Now, the sample size is significantly smaller, but has been a strong bat for the Red Sox when he appears in the lineup. The 1-1, runner goes. Pitch misses inside, throw down to second, gets away. Skips off the glove of Infante, and staying put on a stolen base is Abram Leando.
You know, I'm surprised they sent him there. I know Leando's really fast, but so is Roman Anthony and Luis Ravello, and they both got caught by Perez. The aggressiveness might be a little bit too much for what you want to see right now.
Yeah, I agree, but two outs, advance the runner. See what you're saying, no doubt. It's risky. It's always risky. Salem, one of the more aggressive teams on the base paths in the Carolina League. The 2-1, missing high and tight, 93 on the fastball. Three balls and a strike for Anderso Lira. Lira did not play last night. Didn't play the night before either. It's just his second appearance this series, the 3-1. Paints the outside corner, and it fills up the count at 3-2 on a fastball. He did catch in game one of this series. Runner on second, quite a large lead there for Abram Leando. Here's a chopper on the full count, and it skips off the glove of Brady House and trickles into the outfield grass. Coming in to score, Abram Leando. And the Red Sox take a 1-0 lead off of what will likely be a fielding error against Brady House. Looked pretty routine to me.
Yeah, it looks like they're popping up a hit on the scoreboard.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised if an error comes to say that Leando advanced to third on the hit, but an error to get him to score. I'm surprised that there is no error on the scoreboard right now, but it's looking like they're calling that an RBI single for Anderso Lira.
I am very, very surprised that that's an RBI single. I mean, it hit off the glove of House. It looked like, granted, no play is easy, and that's not what I'm saying, but it looked somewhat routine. Well, it makes it a 5-game hitting streak for Anderso Lira if that is how as it stands. His longest hitting streak up to this point, 4 games. Now he advances it to 5. It's actively his best hitting streak. Mm-hmm. Gilberto Mexicano. Well, regardless, we'll double check the scoring between the innings, but Mexicano swings and misses on the changeup, and it's 0-1. Here's another guy batting above 300 that is not in the day-to-day lineup necessarily. Does have a homer over the left field fence and 8 RBIs. He chops one on the ground, coming on his cruise from short, gloves it, fires to first, and on a leaning grab by Quintana, it ends the inning. Well, the Red Sox score one. They take a 1-0 lead. They do so on a pair of base hits by Luis Ravello and Anderso Lira. 1-0 Sox. We head to the top of the third after this on MILB TV. Red Sox have a 1-0 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals here in game number 5 of this series on a beautiful Saturday night. Swing and a miss by Armando Cruz, the shortstop in the 8-hole for the Fred Nats. Makes it an 0-1 count. Luis Perales going with that trusty fastball. He kicks, steals, 0-1 on the way, and it misses high and away. 82 on the changeup. It's 1-1. Tyler, how about the pattern of the Grateful Dead right behind the plate inside the batting circle as we get a chopper down the right field line, trickling foul. It's 1-2. They're really going all out for Grateful Dead night tonight at the ballpark.
Yeah, and it's a recurring theme, too, is, you know, as we both were prior to the game, talking to a few guys in the clubhouse, and I believe it was Caleb Bolden who mentioned that the jerseys for Grateful Dead night last year.
Yes, yeah. 1-2, misses low on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2. Yeah, you got the outline of the Bears in different dirt colors, too, which is pretty cool. The 2-2, swing and a pop-up in the infield. Coming underneath it is Ravello from short, and he pinches it for out number one. Infield pop-up sits down Armando Cruz, setting up the 9-hole hitter at the bottom of the order, Wilmer Perez. Perez catching this evening. Pulmonares got the catch last night in the battery. Perez caught the night before, and in his last outing, he went 0-4-4 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch misses low and in on an 81-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, and it is 1-0. Pulmonares played in the game before that, and in game one, it was Perez who got the catch. So those two interchangeably switching night in and night out. Who's in the battery behind home plate for the Fredericksburg Nationals. He fouls away the 1-0, and it makes it 1-1. Three hits for the Red Sox, one for the Nats. Thought that there could have been an error on the last one, but instead an RBI single for Anderson Lira scored for the Red Sox. Another foul ball here, and it's 1-2. Good time to bring up our Red Sox trivia, as we do in the top of every third inning, the 1-2. Check swing on a pitch missing high and away, 96 on the fastball. Evens it up at 2-2. What is the highest number of hits the Red Sox have recorded in a single 162-game season? That is your trivia question tonight. You can tweet at us. Here's the 2-2. Fly ball into the seats in right. We'll stay at 2-2. You can tweet at us your answer using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. Again, the question, what is the highest number of hits the Red Sox have recorded in a single 162-game season? That is the Boston Red Sox, that is. Another foul tip here will stay. Two balls and two strikes for Wilmer Perez in an elongated at-bat. Another fastball from Luis Perales, who's now dealing in his third inning of work. The 2-2. Swing and a squibbed bloop single into shallow right field. In on the hands, able to push it the other way, and it's down for a base hit here with one down. Perez is a lucky base runner.
I think I'm going to try my hand at this trivia question here from you.
Let's hear it.
For those listening at home, we do not tell each other the answers for our respective trivia questions. So, and
I mostly get it wrong.
So here's what I'm thinking. The most hits, it's got to be a lot, and 162. It's a ball we'll miss down low. But here's what I'm thinking. Maybe on average, 6 to 6.5 hits per game if you're talking about the most, because you're going to have your off nights. I'll go 6.5 hits per game, so I'll do that math.
1-0, misses away, and it's 2-0, excuse me.
So if I'm thinking 6.5 games on at 6.5 hits per game on average times 162 game season, I'm going to lock in 1,053.
2-0, misses high, and it's 3-0 on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. What was your guess?
I'm going to write it down so I don't remember. 1,053.
I will give a hint. It is significantly more than that.
Okay.
Three balls, no strikes. Runner on first. The pitch paints the inside corner on a get-me-over strike to Jonathan Thomas from Luis Perales, and it's 3-1. Well, two hits for the Nationals now, three for the Red Sox. Large lead by Perez over at first, held on by Feliz. The 3-1 hit off the bottom of the bat. Foul ball flying into the screen in right, and it's full at 3-2.
So let's say nine hits, and you might have to give me a, if you want, a higher or lower again. So if you average nine hits per game on a 162-game season, that comes out to 1,458.
More. 3-2, wow. Got him looking. Hit him with the off-speed at 81, and he found the zone for what is now his fifth strikeout of the night. Luis Perales giving it his best stuff, his first backwards K of the evening. Sammy Infante at a spot here with a runner on first. Righty-on-righty matchup. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Infante last night, hit by a pitch and walked, went 0-2 besides that. First pitch is a breaking ball, painting that inside corner, and it's 0-1. The night before, four strikeouts for Infante and the golden sombrero. 0-1, high and away on a fastball at 95, and it's evened up at a ball and a strike. Safe to say it hasn't necessarily been Infante's series. Playing strong defense, though. The 1-1, swing and a miss. High fastball, 1-2. We'll say the Nationals have had very low error numbers in the infield compared to the Red Sox in this series, which is a significant reason as to why they have the 3-1 series lead, because remember, Salem out-hit them two nights ago 11-4 and lost the ball game. 1-2 on the way. Low and away on a changeup, and it's 2-2.
Could be a big opportunity for the sixth strikeout. Right now, Perales is averaging about two strikeouts per inning. That would fit that narrative with a strikeout here.
He kicks, steals the 2-2. Fly ball into the seats in right. We stay at two balls and two strikes here for Sammy Infante. 250 on the year, 17 RBIs. Got him. Got him swinging. Strikeout number six for Luis Perales. That ends the inning. Red Sox maintain the 1-0 lead. We go to the bottom of three after this from Salem. Bottom of three in Salem, a 1-0 lead early on here for the Red Sox. On Grateful Dead night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Memorial Day weekend here as well. First pitch to Carson Semus. Finds the inside corner on a called strike at 92, and it is 0-1. Semus on a four-game hitting streak for the Red Sox. He chops one down the left field line, foul, and quickly down in the count at 0-2.
One thing a little bit different for Carson today. We usually see him in those bright yellow batting gloves changing things up today.
You know, it's funny, an interesting story on that, the 0-2. Check swing, miss below the knees, an appeal, and they'll say he went. Tyler Hovick down the first baseline said that Semus went too far around, too much momentum. Strikeout number two for Brian Caceres tonight. Well, with those batting gloves, it was funny. At first, he didn't want to copy Cutter. Cutter wore him, Miguel wore him. Then Cutter was out for a game, so Carson wore him. And then he played really well, had that triple, that big RBI triple. And Coffey was back in the next night, and Carson said, all right, well, I got to wear him anyways. And both of them have been wearing him since. Here's the top of the order with Roman Anthony. First pitch missed low below the knees, and it's 1-0. 1-0 pitch. High and away. Missing once more to the lefty. A righty-on-lefty matchup. 2-0. Anthony started this game strong with a base hit to lead off the ball game before being caught stealing over at second. The 2-0. Swing and a foul tip back into the netting. It's 2-1. Anthony really starting to get into a groove. The last couple of weeks here had a big home run on the road in the last series at Lynchburg. Had a big double late last night. Pair of walks as well. 3-1 now the count on a ball missing outside of the zone once more. 87 on the off speed. Three balls and a strike for Roman Anthony. Got the off night in the 5-3 loss. Both him and Cutter Coffey didn't play, but ended up with a double and the 7-2 loss in game two as well. And it's a five-pitch walk here for Roman Anthony on a fastball missing. On base in both of his at-bats tonight. That's just the MO of Roman Anthony. Here's Alan Castro, flew out to center field his first time around. Another righty-on-lefty matchup. Back-to-back outfielders in the lineup, and the first pitch misses high and away. 84 on the gun, it's 1-0. Castro slightly above the Mendoza line, 211 on the year, 17 ribbies, does have a pair of home runs. One was a grand slam on the road, the other was a solo shot here. 1-0, low and away, 83, it's 2-0. Last night, Castro started his day with a hit. It was the second in the first inning. Made it all the way to third, but was stranded, the 2-0. Called strike, outside corner at 93, it's 2-1. Struck out twice last night as well. Had a base hit in game number two of the series. 2-1, rocketed up the middle, but it is gloved by Cruz. Steps on the second base bag, tosses to first in time for the inning ending 6-3 double play unassisted. All right, we go to the top of the fourth. The Red Sox still maintain that 1-0 lead here in Salem. Top of the fourth on Grateful Dead Night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz ready to take us through the middle innings.
Appreciate it, Gio. It's a 1-0 Red Sox lead through three innings of play, and Luis Perales has been looking really, really good as he sends a changeup inside for a called strike. Perales was in a situation last year where he was called up in late September, got to have four appearances with the Sox, as Lyle will foul it off for strike two, including one appearance against the Fred Nats, and that day the Fred Nats got the better of Perales. In just three innings, allowed five hits, four runs, two earned, with four strikeouts, no walks. Safe to say he's done a bit better against the Nationals today. And that game back on September 7th took the losing decision. A swing and a miss for Dalen Lyle. Make that strikeout number seven. Ties the season high for Luis Perales. Got seven strikeouts through 4 2/3 back on May 20th at Lynchburg. He's at 3 1/3 now and has seven already, so he's been looking really good. And here comes one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization, Brady House, who fouls off the first pitch he sees.
Yeah, you know, it was a slow start to the season for Luis Perales, like you mentioned, but really getting hot here as of late, the last pair of games.
Ball will miss downstairs, make it a 1-1 count. Brady House is the fifth-ranked prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. 1-1 delivery skips into the dirt. The lone player on this Fred Nats roster that is ranked higher is standing in the on-deck circle, the number three overall prospect, Elijah Green. Foul ball back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Brady House just getting a piece of He hits one well towards deep right center field, going back at the warning track, looks up, and it's a home run off the scoreboard for Brady House. That'll tie up the game with one swing of the bat. It's his fourth home run of the season. And the Georgia native Brady House has tied this game at one here in the top of the fourth inning.
I mean, he crushed that ball off the scoreboard. You can tell as soon as you started looking at Anthony and Castro, as they just watch that thing soar.
A really well struck ball. Second home run by the Nationals as a team this series, as it brings up Elijah Green. First pitch, fastball upstairs at 95. Native to Windermere, Florida. Went over to the West Coast to attend IMG Academy as he'll swing and miss at a 95-mile-per-hour Perales fastball. The 1-1. This one's ripped towards third. Picked up by Cutter Coffey, but Bobble tries to recover, throw into first. Will be offline anyway. A likely error for Cutter Coffey over at third. We'll see how it's put in the scoreboard and await the official scorer's decision. And it will be an error. Elijah Green reaches on an E5. Cutter Coffey charged. 74th error of the season for Salem. Brings up Royce Martin-Tana. Runner at first now with one away. Swing and a miss on a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Quintana singled in his lone at-bat so far. He's 1-for-1 today. One delivery, runner goes, the throw down is in time, but the tag not in time. It almost seemed like Green dove into the glove and it skipped out of the glove of Liendo. Either way, stolen base now for Elijah Green as the ball went soaring towards left field. Quintana facing a 1-1 count. Perales, for the first time today, in a bit of a jam. 1-1, ball inside. No, excuse me, that's a called strike inside. My apologies.
Believe it or not, he's thrown 60 pitches. Doesn't feel like it, but he has. 42 for strikes.
So a really good ball to strike ratio. Time called. Quintana, Washington's 17th ranked prospect. Spent 57 games with the Florida Complex League Nationals over two seasons, batting 289 at that level. This series is 0-for-3, playing in just one game, and he's called out here on strikes. Slider that just found its way inside for strike number 3 called. Quintana down on strikes, make that number 8 for Luis Perales.
Career high for Luis Perales here with the Salem Red Sox.
Staley fouls one off the opposite way towards the first base side. Will land into foul territory where it ricochets off a fan. And he won't even come up with the baseball. It was grabbed by a fan in the crowd.
What a statement. Ricochets off a fan.
Yeah.
That's true. It's exactly what happened.
It's an 0-1. To Staley, who had a really good day yesterday. As the pitch will miss low. Talk about 4-for-5 with a double and 3 RBIs for Murphy Staley. Former Texas Longhorn. Bats with 2 outs and a runner in scoring position. 1-1, opposite way, right field. That might may score a run. Getting the green light is Elijah Green. The throw home is cut off. The tag is made. Gunned down Roman Anthony and right. The relay went through Yorberto Mexicano. The tag made by Enderson Lira. That ends the inning. The highlight, however, a Brady House solo home run. We're tied at 1 at the middle of the 4th inning. Salem coming up to bat with the 3-4-5. 2 up when we come back on MILB TV. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A highlight play in the top half of this inning that ended the Nationals' half. It's Murphy Staley doubled, Elijah Green thrown at it home. Cutter Coffey leads off this inning with a foul ball back towards the Salem dugout. Starts with an 0-1 count. Brian Caceres back out for his 4th inning of work. He's allowed just a run on 3 hits. Coffey hammers one towards center field. Green ranges back, reaches up. It's not in the glove. It drops all the way to the warning track. Coffey's at second, heading for third. He's chugging. Here's the throw. The tag made, and he is out trying for 3. Cutter Coffey doubles. Got a little too aggressive. Saw it go over the glove of Elijah Green, but a cannon of an arm from Elijah Green is able to cut Coffey down. Tried to do a bit too much with the double was Coffey. It counts as a base hit, and it counts as a double in his stat sheet, but that's all it's going to count for is Luis Ravello, the next batter who starts off the at-bat with a ball outside, 1-0. 85-mile-per-hour pitch from Brian Caceres. Panamanian right-hander inside swipes Ravello's feet. Caceres, the starter for the Fredericksburg Nationals, throwing a four-seam, a slider, and a changeup. 2-0, high foul ball, hooking into foul territory and out of play. Off the hands of a fan, will roll back to the row behind him. Base is empty with one out, bottom of the fourth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Ravello pops it up. This one will stay in the field. Third baseman House underneath it will reach up and make the catch. A pop out for Luis Ravello. Two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up Juan Chacon. He popped it the opposite way towards right field in his last at bat. So 0 for 1 today is the designated hitter. On Grateful Dead night, and Gio, I know you were talking about it a little bit earlier, but the jerseys for the Grateful Dead night, our second specialty jersey night, the ball will miss inside, and very loud jerseys as well with the tie-dye and then the green Grateful Dead bear on the front. Grounder heading over to third, House will pick it up, thrown to first is in time and we'll have to leave it there. Cutter Coffee doubles but chopped down is the highlight of the inning as we end the fourth. 1-1 our score as we head to the fifth on MILB-TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the fifth inning in a tied ball game, 1-1. Both teams about dead even, four hits apiece. A lone exception in the line score, one error for the Red Sox, none for the Nats. Armando Cruz fouls off the first pitch he sees, a 94 mile per hour fastball that will hook up towards the suites behind home plate. Cruz 0 for 1 today after popping out to the shortstop Luis Ravello back in the third. Pitch will miss low, the changeup for Luis Perales. Venezuelan native Luis Perales gets a swing and a miss from Armando Cruz to make it a 1-2 count. Already has a single A high, 8 strikeouts. Looking for more in his fifth inning of work. Perales has yet to get a winning decision this year, but is hoping that changes today. Needs a little bit of help from his offense, too. 1-2, ball will miss inside. Just missing low. Fastball, curveball, and a changeup for Luis Perales, the native to Guacara, Venezuela. Bouncing ball over to second base should be an easy throw for Liendo, and it is. Routine ground ball will begin the inning. Wilmer Perez, 1-for-1 today. Steps into the batter's box for Fredericksburg. The right-handed batter will step in to take on the right-handed arm in Perales. Perez, the native to Valencia, Venezuela, so a Venezuelan pitcher and hitter. Called strike on a an 83-mile-per-hour changeup. Foul ball will hook into foul territory and out of play. Hits off the Grand Slam bar. I think the bartender had to duck and cover for that one as it rolls into a section of tables above the Fredericksburg bullpen. Swing and a miss on an 0-2, and Wilmer Perez is retired. Strikeout number 9 for Luis Perales, and showing why he's the 12th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. However, the Frednats bring up the top of the batting order, Jonathan Thomas. The right fielder has a lot of speed, typically likes to lay down a surprise bunt, which he tries to do, pulls it back just in the nick of time for a ball. Today has been 0-for-2 with a pop out to second and a strikeout looking. Shows bunt again, pulls back before the offering, and it's again a miss outside. 94-mile-per-hour fastball just missing. 2-0, and again it's a miss downstairs. So Jonathan Thomas has watched three pitches go by. None of them have crossed the strike zone. Native to Fresno, Texas. Was acquired in the 19th round of last year's MLB draft. There's a fastball right down the heart of the plate taken by Thomas for strike one. Here's called strike number 2 on a 94-mile-per-hour fastball down low. Thomas, known as Tuda, which is a family nickname due to him being the second-born son in the family. Payoff pitch swung on and missed. Make it strikeout number 10 for Luis Perales. He stops and takes a deep breath on the mound as that ends the inning. 5 excellent innings of work for Luis Perales. Middle of the 5th inning. We'll take a break, be back. Leandro Lira, Mexicano, due up. It's the Red Sox 1 and the Nationals 1 on MILB-TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Abram Liendo will lead things off. He walked, came around to score back in the 2nd inning in a tie 1-1 ball game. Nationals scored in the 4th, Red Sox scored in the 2nd. Liendo tries to lay down a bunt but pops it up deep into foul territory and will one hop off the screen on the third base side in front of the Salem dugout. Salem occupying the third base dugout. Visitors dugout on the first base side, and typically the other way around, but a lot of teams starting to change to the third base side. There's a ground ball to second, picked up by Infante, throwing to first. He is in time. 4-3 ground out begins the inning as we bring up Ender Solira. And Ender Solira, a player who got called up recently with the promotion of Ronald Rosario to High A Greenville, started off his time here in the Carolina League with a shaky first outing as a pitch will miss behind him for ball one. But since then, Lira has turned it on. Five-game hitting streak extended earlier today. 345 batter with three RBIs on the year. He'll swing and miss at the second offering to even the count at 1-1. But has really looked good after he settled down into the single-A lifestyle. Ground ball to short will be picked up by Cruz. Throw on to first, skips away into the Fred Nats dugout. Staying at first base is Enderson Lira, so it will be a base hit and no error on the scoreboard for the Fred Nats as it didn't go out of play. And lucky for the Fred Nats that that had enough speed to bounce off the wall and avoid Lira from heading to second base. Oh, and hold on a second. They're taking the hit away from Enderson Lira. They're calling that a reach on an error, which I don't agree with at all. I think he beat it out. First pitch to Yorberto Mexicano is a ball too low and inside. Fastball at 93. Fifth inning of work for Brian Caceres. Called strike on the inside part of the plate. Yorberto Mexicano, another one of those players who has really had a sneakily good outing this season. Batting 339 despite being 0-for-1 today. Take a pitch that misses low. Four ball two, two balls and a strike. Currently on a three-game hitting streak. Went 1-for-2 yesterday with three RBIs with two sac flies. Ball downstairs, and it's a hitter's count to Mexicano, three balls and one strike. I'm interested to see who they charge that air to. You know, it's going to go on the shortstop, Armando Cruz. Ground ball heading to short. Cruz will flip it on to second for one, on to first, bobbling it, another air. This time Quintana can't handle it, and safe at first is Enderson Lira. He would have reached on a fielder's choice anyway. So I'm wondering if that is still going to be ruled as an error in the book, because with the out being recorded at second base, to get Enderson Lira out, I don't believe that the error would have changed and the score line remains the same. So it is just a reach on a fielder's choice for Yorberto Mexicano. Called strike on the inside part of the plate. So a couple of defensive miscues, but it has not hurt the Fred Nats at all. Ball inside. Seamus was hit by the pitch and will be entitled to first base. May have just grazed off the belt, but Seamus will certainly take it as he gets the free pass. Taking a look at the replay if you're watching on MILB TV or Bally Live. And yep, just grazed off the hip. And a timeout called by the Fred Nats as pitching coach Justin Lord will come out to have a few words. Joining in that conversation is Sammy Infante, the second baseman, and Wilmer Perez, the catcher. Brian Caceres, the starter tonight for Fredericksburg. Still out for his fifth inning of work, has only allowed a single run to cross so far. In his most recent appearance against Columbia, or his most recent start at Carolina, I should say, went 3 2/3, allowing three runs. This is only his second start of the season, and it's been going well so far. Roman Anthony, the next batter, back to the top of the order for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Caceres, his pitch count has been kept relatively low. 61 pitches, 34 of them, 35 now have been strikes. 0-1 will miss low, evens the count 1-1. Runners at first and second for Salem. trying to take the lead here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1, grounder to Infante. The throw will go on to first base and in time. 4-3, ground out ends it. No runs, no hits on one error. Two runners left on base for Salem. Through five innings of play, we're still tied. It's the Nationals 1, the Red Sox 1 on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A call to the bullpen after five excellent innings of work by Luis Perales. Manager Liam Carroll has decided to go with Raylan Perez out of the bullpen.
And you just hope Luis is okay. He kind of limped off.
First pitch, a ball inside to Sammy Infante. Yeah, was talking about after his 10th strikeout, was breathing in a sigh of relief, but seem to be more winces of pain upon second glance. The 1-0 is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Again, a week before he has to pitch again in Myrtle Beach, but you really hope everything's okay for Perales, who turned out his best performance of the season so far.
Yeah, and the good thing is I don't think it's upper body at all, so it's not an arm worry at all. Almost like as if he rolled his ankle on the hill on that last throw. It was definitely lower body and just kind of limped off, assisted by his teammates.
A ball missed downstairs. Now a called strike upstairs on the fastball delivered from Raylan Perez. Count goes even, 2-2. Native to Santiago, Dominican Republic. Pitched earlier this series back on May 24th. Pitched 2 innings, allowed 3 hits and a run. Well, there's a hit down the right field line for Sammy Infante. It's a single. He's now 1-for-3 today after striking out twice against Luis Perales. Well, you talk about guys who have struck out twice to Luis Perales, now taking on Raylan Perez. That's Daylen Lyle as well. Struck out to Perales in the first and fourth. Perez, the right-hander, missing on a ball outside at 88. A 6.63 ERA, an 0-1 record in 19 innings of work so far. Most recently at his best outing against Columbia back on May 12th. 2 innings pitched, did not allow a hit, striking out 5 batters that day. Ball upstairs to Lyle will make it a 2-0. Well, we talk about this series, and the Fred Nats have taken a 3-1 series lead through 4 games. The best Salem can do is tie and split the series. The ball will miss outside 3-0. But Gio, it's been the bullpen more or less that has been the Salem Red Sox weakness this series.
Yeah, you read my mind. I was just thinking of the appropriate way to say that, right? This is kind of the part of the game where things start to almost unravel for the Red Sox, not only this series, but kind of throughout the season, that's been the MO.
Well, now it's a four-pitch walk. So you talk about going from a guy in Luis Perales who only allowed four hits. The only run was a solo home run. And Jason Blanton, the pitching coach, will come out to have a conversation. But you talk about a guy who, you know, was striking out two batters an inning, quite literally struck out two batters in every inning he played in. And now Sammy Infante singles a four-pitch walk to Dalen Lyle. And you take on, in back-to-back, the 11th overall pick and the 5th overall pick of last year's draft in Brady House and Elijah Green. So job does not get much easier for Raylan Perez.
No. I mean, you're looking at two of the top prospects in the organization. That's kind of been the thing. Besides that one game where, surprisingly, Salem out-hit Fredericksburg 11-4, the Nats have been able to hit in this series. That really hasn't been an issue for them, and it shows on the scoreboard, leading the series 3-1 overall. So you have to be careful against a big bat like House and Green, and Quintana's solid in his two games as well.
First offering to House is a sky-high fly ball towards right field in foul territory. It will drop into foul territory. Anthony is tripped up by a diving Liendo. And Anthony might be a little bit shaken up out there. Roberto Mexicano helps him to his feet, but Abram Liendo, way out of position. The second baseman, Superman dove to try to get it in. Just an unnecessary dive that now almost injures one of your top prospects in Roman Anthony. And thankfully, it looks like he's okay, but that was just unnecessary from Liendo.
Yeah, keeps looking down at his hand here, Roman Anthony. Maybe he just scraped it up on the spikes of Liendo or something. He kind of tripped over his legs as he was diving. Bizarre. Luckily, they kind of laugh it off and, you know, see how that hand ends up working out here for Roman.
0-1, hammered towards left field. Thankfully for Salem, foul, but that one nearly was in Roanoke with how well it was struck.
Yeah, well, that's why he was a first-round draft pick, already homered once today. You have to pitch careful to a guy like House, and how about Staley coming up three batters next in the lineup as well.
It's a loud strike two, but a called strike three. That eliminates the Brady House threat. One away here in the top of the sixth.
Strikeout 11 is a staff for the Red Sox. Keep in mind, granted, there's a long way to go. The record was tied earlier this season with 19 strikeouts as a staff in a game. Obviously, Luis Perales kind of set the table a little bit here if some of the other arms can feed into that.
19 strikeouts in a game, that is really hard to replicate. Ball inside to Elijah Green, but you're talking only 8 batters getting out on balls hitting the field?
Yeah. Well, it's only happened, 3 times in the history of the Salem Red Sox.
Which dates back to 1955, ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Getting the green light is Sammy Infante. Throw from Castro way offline, and the Fred Nats will take the lead. Elijah Green with an RBI single. It's 2-1, Fredericksburg.
Yeah, he yanked that one, and he's a little bit frustrated. It was way off target. It was a well-thrown ball as far as the velocity on it, and he really threw that thing with some emphasis, but kind of yanked it, pulled Leonard to his right-hand side, and, yeah, there was no chance there.
It's the sixth hit of the night for Fredericksburg. They had 10 last night, scoring 8 runs. Royce Mar-Quintana, 1-for-2 today, a single and a strikeout looking. Perez offers on a pitch inside for 1-1. Runners at first and second with one away. As we'll be able to take a look at scores from across the Carolina League in just a moment, called strike. Puts the count at 1-1. Quintana will be followed up by Murphy Staley, barring a double play. One skips into the dirt. tossed back into the dugout to get a new fresh baseball. Quintana facing a 2-1 count. Across the Carolina League today, weather has just been messing up the entire Southeast Coast. Only two games in action today, the rest postponed.
Well, we might be facing that tomorrow. It's kind of what the forecast is looking like for a 3:05 first pitch, unfortunately. Matter of fact, they already moved the season ticket holder autograph signing that was supposed to be tomorrow, so we're going to do it next homestand instead. June.
Ball inside will make it a 3-1. The delivery swung on and chopped a third over the glove of Coffey. Scoring is Dalen Lyle. The throwback to second base goes a little too high. It's an RBI single for Roysmar Quintana. And the Nationals able to start scoring a bit more, and all it takes is one big inning. Seems like we've seen that from Fredericksburg every game this series.
Well, you wonder how short the leash is here, too, for Raylan Perez, who early on in his outing is not showing his best stuff. And he's better than this. I mean, we know, we've seen it, but kind of getting shelled on right now a little bit.
Well, again, we mentioned just the second there's a call to the bullpen. There's a comebacker back to Perez. Throw on to second for one. Throw on to first. Doing the splits, Yorberto Mexicano. The ever so common 1-4-3 double play gets them out of the inning. Two runs do score for Fredericksburg, however. Some work to be done for the Red Sox. Heart of the order due up in the bottom of the sixth when we come back on MILB TV. Part of the batting order due up for Salem here on Grateful Dead Night with specialty jerseys. Fredericksburg matches with the alternate or the secondary logo. George Washington swinging the axe logo. Ball inside as Alan Castro leads things off. New pitcher on the bump for Fredericksburg. Marquise Grissom Jr. got the winning decision earlier this series back on the 24th. Called strike upstairs. Push the count to 1-1. Native to Los Angeles, California, son of former Atlanta Brave and 1995 World Series champion, but Castro will cut me off and single into right field. Good start for the Red Sox. Alan Castro able to single.
You know, TK, I just realized I never gave the fans listening our trivia answer.
Go ahead, you have the floor as Cutter Coffee stands it.
I have to find it in the book.
Okay, all right. So Cutter Coffee stands in. I was mentioning Marquise Grissom Jr., the son of former Atlanta Brave and 1995 World Series champion Marquise Grissom, now known as Marquise Grissom Sr., called strike downstairs. We'll keep the count to Cutter Coffee at 0-1. Slight lead off of first for Alan Castro. Slight shift in the infield as well as Coffey grounds one over to third, picked up by House. The throw onto first is in time. Nice play by Brady House over at third. It does advance Alan Castro up to second base. A runner in scoring position with just one away.
Well, the question was, what is the highest number of hits the Red Sox, Boston, that is, have recorded in a single 162-game season? The correct answer, 1,680. We had no correct answers tonight using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast.
As always, you can use the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast, not just for trivia answers. And time out a second. Marquise Grissom has balked. Alan Castro will head over to third, and that really helps out the Red Sox now, as all Ravello needs to do is put something in the outfield. A sacrifice fly is now in effect. First pitch to Ravello is a called strike inside. Well, I was given a couple answers on what I was calculating of what would be a really good season for a baseball team, of how many hits you would have to have on average. The 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. If you take that 1,684 hits divided by 162 game season, it's on average about 10.39 hits per game, which is insane on an average for 162 games to keep that up. Time called, another balk. Marquise Grissom Jr. confused. He's asking the field umpire, Tyler Hovick, but a single for Castro, advancing on the ground out, gets to third and now home on two balks. And here comes manager Jake Lowry. I believe this is Justin Ward to have a conversation with Grissom. I think Grissom's a little confused on what he's doing, and Lord trying to reel that in so that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, and I have to see a replay here. Sometimes balks can be so minuscule, to be honest, something so small. And you know, we've seen umpires be pesky as well at this lineup, but also a situation where these guys are learning how to, you know, do it the right way at the professional level. So we've seen more balks than maybe you'd be used to if you're watching Major League Baseball at this single A level.
Well, it looked like once he came set, he adjusted his foot backwards and planted it again, which is what caused the balk to be called, as it could be misconstrued as misleading towards a pickoff move, a ball downstairs. So now Luis Ravello started this at bat with one out and a runner at second. Bases are now empty. 1-2 is too high. There still is only one out in the inning. Salem has responded with a run of their own after a two spot by Fredericksburg in the top half of the inning. Makes the score 3-2, Fredericksburg. A ball inside, and Ravello has now worked an 0-2 count full. Well, this is kind of the Red Sox thing so far this series. A swing and a miss by Ravello, so he works the count full, but ends up striking out regardless. First strikeout for Grissom, as it brings up the 0-2 designated hitter, Juan Chacon. But after five innings in which the Red Sox could only scratch across a single run against Brian Caceres, who had a 7.66 ERA, by the way, a reliever comes in and immediately allows a run. Chacon will take a pitch outside to open up his at-bat. It's a 1-0 count. Grissom, the pitcher for Fredericksburg, spending two seasons playing college baseball at Georgia Tech down in Atlanta. Called strike will even the count. 93 mile per hour fastball. One. Just a little too low. Well, here are the games that were postponed today due to weather. Charleston at Columbia, Kannapolis at Augusta, Myrtle Beach at Fayetteville, and down east at Carolina. Called strike to Chacon, 2-2 count as he calls time. The only other game that got the green light to start was Lynchburg at Delmarva, Lynchburg currently leads the Shorebirds 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning. 2-2, too far downstairs. That game was a 7:05 start time, so our game here well in front of that one. Score here, Fredericksburg 3, Salem 2. High popped fly, foul territory. Quintana gives chase. Will run out of real estate as that hits off the wall just in front of a luxury seating area down the first baseline. Count remains full to Juan Chacon. For 2 today, a fly out to right and a ground out to third, so has sprayed it to each side of the field, the right-handed hitting Chacon.
Yeah, usually good for at least a hit a night. Not the case last night. Ended up going 0-4 with a walk. Did score, however.
Payoff pitch, hit the opposite way yet again, and there's a base hit for Juan Chacon. Starts a potential two-out rally. It's the second hit of the inning after Alan Castro led off with a single, came around to score.
Well, there you go. Good for usually at least a hit a night.
Chacon entered today batting .385 this series, 5-13. That makes it now 6-16 this series with today's line. Abram Liendo, the next to grab a bat. The left-handed batter will take on the right-handed pitcher. Pick off, but Chacon is back in sliding with no tag applied by Quintana. Red Sox still trail by a run. Game tying runs at first. Chacon takes off for second. The throwdown from Perez will go a little too far off to the right side. It's a stolen base for Juan Chacon.
Well, he got a brand new t-shirt the other day that said Smooth Criminal, and it said extra 90 on the back, talking about stolen bases, and got that for having the most on the team.
Red Sox now have a runner in scoring position. Chacon dances as the pitch will miss upstairs to Liendo, 2-0.
It's funny, it actually had Michael Jackson on the front standing on a base but doing that lean that he does in the Smooth Criminal music video.
Yeah, the Smooth Criminal dance, and Chacon now stealing his 14th base of the year. 2-0, big swing and miss by Liendo. That looked like the swing he had back on Tuesday on the game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth.
You know, I would have thought that maybe Roman or Miguel Blaze had the most steals on the team.
2-1, opposite way, foul out of play.
But instead, you know, it's Chacon who silently, I mean, you knew he was a big base stealer, but I guess Blaze, his injury for a week and a half certainly didn't help matters.
Well, with a stolen base earlier today from Abram Liendo, and that stolen base there, the Red Sox now have 96 as a team this year. 2-2. Inside, did that hit him? It gets away for sure. Chacon hits third, thought about going home, but retreats. I thought that may have hit Liendo. Instead, he just ducks out of the way, and a wild pitch allows Chacon to advance to third. And a big opportunity as the count is now full to Abram Liendo.
This is a huge pitch. Down one with a runner 90 feet away. You know, a balk would be fantastic right here.
We have seen 3 balks in a row earlier this season. 2 balks already this inning, but much earlier. Payoff pitch, swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again. But you're right, Gio, but if Abram Liendo walks, it's runners at the corners for Ender Solira, who's 1-for-2 today. If he puts it into play, Liendo has to reach first safely in order for the Chacon run to score. Payoff pitch again, ball 4 downstairs, and Ender Solira will have an opportunity to be the hero.
Huge. Absolutely huge.
First walks today surrendered by Marquise Grissom. Well, you take a look back at the last Fredericksburg pitcher in Brian Caceres. 5 innings, only allows 4 hits and a run, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. That could go by the wayside. First pitch to Lira. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Not in time. Did he take his foot off the bag? No. A stolen base for Abram Liendo. 97 stolen bases on the year for Salem.
I'll tell you what, that happens a lot where guys are gunning so fast that they almost overslide that second base bag, and sometimes they do and get tagged on it. Luckily, he was able to keep his foot on despite the rest of his body sliding too far.
It's the second stolen base of the day for Abram Liendo. Ball will miss outside, count even to Ender Solira. One ball, one strike. Now runners at second and third. There is room at the end and a spot to put the runner, but you'd have to take on Yorberto Mexicano instead. 1-1, a big swing and a miss. Lira wanted to send that one out of the park.
Yeah, he was way out in front of that one.
Well, you talk about Chacon stealing 14 bases. That's Liendo's 20th of the season.
Wow. Well, he was the other one to get a shirt.
1-2, missing low. Counts even, two balls and two strikes for Lira.
Yeah, Lil Poppy was saying him and Liendo were the two that got a shirt. And found it funny. They were wearing the shirts, and the entire coaching staff got one as well. Like, they're the ones stealing the bases, but they decided they needed some gear as well.
They're the ones giving the green lights.
True, true.
2-2, swung on and missed. Marquise Grissom, a big strike out of Ender Solira. The Sox leave two in scoring position and find themselves trailing by a run through six innings of play. It's Fredericksburg 3, Salem 2. We'll be back for the seventh on MILB TV. Another call to the bullpen as we begin the top of the seventh inning. Raylan Perez, his day is done in place of Michael Valera. First pitch to Armando Cruz, a fastball high and tight, 4-1. A bit more on Michael Valera in a second as Armando Cruz today 0-2. He hits one towards center field. There's Castro waiting, but it will drop in front of him. A leadoff base hit for Armando Cruz. Brings up the nine-hole batter, Wilmer Perez. So Michael Valera has pitched a bit earlier this series. Got the winning decision, pitched the ninth inning back on Tuesday, did not allow a hit nor a run, striking out two, and is one of his best outings of the season. Runner goes on a hit and run, hit the opposite way. It moves over Liendo to allow it to trickle into right field. Taking third on the play as well is Cruz. Textbook hit and run, as it will now put runners at the corners with Cruz advancing up to third. Runners at the corners with nobody out, and a welcome to the ball game for Michael Valera. 7.71 ERA on the year and 11 2/3 innings pitched. Ball inside to Jonathan Thomas, the leadoff batter, who's 0-3. Native to San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Played two games late season for Salem last year, primarily with the FCL Red Sox. Bunt laid down in foul territory for strike one. Seventh inning stretch is three outs away. Take a look at the replay of the punt and thought it was a fair ball. Almost got into the glove of Ender Solera, which would have been the shortest foul out to the catcher, at least this season. 1-1. Ball upstairs will make it a 2-1 count. The Nationals lead the Red Sox 3-2 here in the top of the seventh inning. Should the Frednats hold on to the lead, they would win the series and look for a 5-win series tomorrow. Fly ball towards left. It's into the glove of Seamus. No tag up.
Wow.
Didn't want to test the arm was Armando Cruz, so it's just a fly out to left. Thomas now 0-4.
Respect to Seamus there. I mean, he fired it in good, but there was definitely a tag-up opportunity.
Runners are at the corners and remain that way. Sammy Infante, the batter, 1-3 today. Well, we mentioned in the Carolina League, fastball will find its way in. Got a changeup. It's an 0-1 count. But in the Red Sox organization, everybody playing and everybody final except for our game here. 0-1 to Infante, dribbler foul off the third base side. Starting in high A Greenville, the Drive have been looking really, really good recently. They're on a tear. They defeat the Rome Braves 3-1 earlier today to improve to 24-20 on the season. At Double A Portland, a doubleheader with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. 0-2 fouled off and into the crowd.
I don't know if I've seen a fan catch a ball yet this year.
There was a couple decent catches, just nothing particularly impressive. But as I was mentioning, over at Double A Portland, Sea Dogs walk it off in game one of the doubleheader. There's a ripper towards left. It drops in for a base hit. Scoring on the play is Armando Cruz, an RBI single for Sammy Infante. Advancing to second on the play is Wilmer Perez. Your score now 4-2 in favor of Fredericksburg.
I want to see someone catch a foul ball with that bucket of PBR.
Just have that big, satisfying splash up the bucket.
Yeah, the $5 bucket of PBR.
Nothing like it.
I wouldn't know.
Well, neither would I. Just because I'm of age doesn't mean I'm ordering it at the ballpark.
That's true.
Ball That's outside true. Will make it a 1-0 count, but I have heard good things about it. By the way, in that other game at the doubleheader for Portland, losing 11-1 to New Hampshire, but Portland 30-14. 1-0 just trickles foul. So over 2/3 of the Portland Sea Dogs games they have won this year. Looking really good up at AA. Finally, in AAA, Worcester Woosox back to .500 with an 11-7 win over the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders.
You love to see it. You love to see it.
Series finale for each of those games coming up tomorrow. Minor league wide day off, and then new series begin on Tuesday. Greenville takes on Hickory. Portland takes on Somerset. Ground ball to first, picked up by Mexicano. Throws on to second for one out. Was trying to turn two, but instead it will just get Sammy Infante out as Daylon Lyle reaches on a fielder's choice. Brings up Brady House. Wilmer Perez does get to third, so runners at the corners with two away. Portland takes on Somerset. Worcester takes on the Louisville Bats. Salem.
Oh, boy. The Louisville Bats. They just torched Syracuse this past week.
Ellie De La Cruz, one of the top prospects in minor league baseball. Swing and a miss for Brady House, strike one. Salem begins a two-week trip to South Carolina, first against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and then the Columbia Fireflies. Runner goes on the 0-1, it tips away, and will get all the way to the backstop. Scoring easily is Wilmer Perez. Taking third is Daylon Lyle. Throw down to third, not in time. A two-base wild pitch for Daylon Lyle to advance up to third. And for the second consecutive inning, the Fred Nats have put up a two spot. And again, Gio, I mean, you hate to say it, but Luis Perales put in a really good outing, and now two pitchers out of the bullpen have both allowed two runs.
It's the relief pitching. It's kind of been the story of the year.
0-2, too high and tight. Another wild pitch in the score is Daylon Lyle. It happens again. 6-2, the new score.
I mean, you're just making the leads almost insurmountable. It's, you know, a four-run deficit. It's by far not impossible, but you really got a rally in that kind of a situation.
Keep in mind, time is running out as well. We're in the seventh inning. Salem only has nine outs to work with. 1-2 to House. He hits it well towards right field. Anthony will range back. Warning track, looks up, and it's a two-home run day for Brady House. How about that? Five home runs on the season, and the Fred Nats pouring it on here in the later innings. 7-2, second solo home run of the day for Brady House, showing why he's one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization.
That thing looked like a routine flyout and just caught the jet stream up there and just kept on going.
A ballpark that does not let a lot escape it. Brady House has done it twice today.
That's the first two home run game we've seen this year at this ballpark.
1-2 will miss inside. I believe it happened one time earlier this season when Columbia was here, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong.
With one guy that hit it?
Yeah. Ball too far upstairs and outside will be a 2-0 count.
You might be right.
I just want to go back and look in the scorebook because I'm pretty sure it happened. Might have been Fayetteville. And it was Fayetteville. Zach Cole of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers had a two-home run day on Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th.
Makes sense. I was sick. Wasn't here. That's probably why I didn't remember.
Four runs this inning for Fredericksburg. It is 7-2. A ball outside will make it a 3-0 count. Fredericksburg, they're on tap for their fourth win in a row, barring a comeback by Salem. Elijah Green takes a ball upstairs. It's the first walk surrendered by Michael Valera today. And again, you wonder how short the leash is.
Especially if, you know, we don't get a game in tomorrow. This would be the weakest series for Salem so far this year.
Hammer towards center field. It drops in front of Alan Castro. Advancing to second is Elijah Green. That's Royce Marquintana, first pitch swinging.
I mean, at this point, you're a couple of swings. If there isn't a game tomorrow, and if the comeback doesn't happen today, you are a couple of really good swings in the bottom of the ninth away from being swept, essentially.
it would be a five-game series at that point.
Salem has lost 4 of 5 in a rain-shortened series at Delmarva. Pitch inside, that's going to hit Murphy Staley in the foot. Bases are now loaded. And a bad inning gets worse.
And with Armando Cruz back up, they have bat through the lineup.
Staley's at first. Quintana's at second. Green is at third. And here comes Liam Carroll. That will be the day for Michael Valera as well. 7 runs on 12 hits for the Nationals today. 4 runs have come here in the 7th inning. And it's got to be frustrating for the Salem dugout and Salem bullpen as well to just not be able to figure out the Fred Nats once they have a call to the bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. It's tough. It's just, who do you go to, right? You're at this point in Game 5 where you can kind of circle around to some guys that threw in Games 1 and 2. And I guess that's kind of where you have to start looking once again.
Well, Fredericksburg earlier this season at Lynchburg did take 3 in a row against the Hillcats. Fred Nats this season have not strung together 4 wins in a row yet. Gabriel Jackson is the next man to take the bump. For Salem, last appeared back on the 23rd on the first game of this series. Pitched 3 innings, allowed 2 hits, no runs while striking out 1. A 2-0 record on the year with a 3.33 ERA and 25 and a third innings pitched. Fastball, slider, and changeup for the Dominican Republic native Gabriel Jackson. So Fredericksburg seeks its first winning streak of 4 games or more this season should they hold on to what is now a 5-run lead. Armando Cruz, who is 1 for 3 today, bats with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Comes inside, nearly hits him in the hips, but instead it's ball 1. Murphy Staley at first, Royce Marquintana at second, Elijah Green at third. The bases juiced for the Fred Nats. 1-0 swung on and missed on a pitch low. Fastball at 91. Count goes even. 1 ball and 1 strike.
How about game 6 tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals?
Between the Heat and the Celtics. Hammered ball towards center. Castro comes in. This time it will be in his glove. The Fred Nats leave the bases loaded, but bring up 10 batters to the plate, scoring 4. And have broken this game open. It's 7-2 Fred Nats as we head to the 7th inning stretch. A lot of work to be done by Salem. It's the 8-9-1 portion of the batting order due up when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. welcoming you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A lot of work to be done by Salem, trailing now by 5 after a 4 spot by the Frednats in the top half of this inning. Gilberto Mexicano will lead things off. It's a called strike. It's for strike number 1. New pitcher on the mound for the Frednats as well. Pedro Gonzalez takes the mound. Bouncing ball by Mexicano up to short, picked up by Cruz. Throw on to first is in time. Brings up Carson Simas, 0-for-1. He struck out and was hit by a pitch. Pedro Gonzalez, the native to Chichere, Panama, got the hold back on Tuesday. An inning and 2/3 of work, did not allow a hit, a run, a walk, while striking out 1 Red Sox batter. First pitch to Carson Simas, outside and trickles away. Luckily for the Frednats, nobody aboard to advance. Gonzalez, the right-handed pitcher, taking on the right-handed batting Simas. Line drive over to second. Was that caught on the fly? It was. A line out to second base for Carson Simas. Puts 2 away very quickly here in the bottom of the 7th. Top of the batting order for Roman Anthony. 1-for-2 today. A single, a walk, and a ground out to second in that order in all of the odd-numbered innings. Fly ball, well fouled on a line drive. Couldn't tell if there was any fans sitting in that area, but it drilled a seat. ...19-year-old Roman Anthony trying to start a 2-out rally here. Pitch from Gonzalez will miss low for ball 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. With Grissom relieved for, his final lines made available, called strike for strike 2. Marquise Grissom in relief goes an inning of work, allows 2 hits, a run, walking 1 while striking out 2. One-two delivery to Roman Anthony. It's hit towards third, gets past a diving Brady House. It's a single for Roman Anthony. He wants to make it into a double. The throw to second base, sliding in safely is Roman Anthony. Gets a double out of it. And a runner's in scoring position, bringing up Alan Castro.
That's just good aggressive base running there by Anthony, diagnosing the situation, trusting in his speed, trusting in his legs, and legging out a double.
Castro today is 1-for-3, but his hit came in his most recent at-bat last inning. Gonzalez trying to avoid Salem from getting any semblance of momentum. First pitch inside, swipes Castro off of his batting stance. Well, the hit's well in favor of Fredericksburg tonight, 12-7 in favor of the Nats.
12 hits.
1-0 delivery hit on a line, and thank goodness for that new netting installed above the Salem dugout, because if somebody wasn't paying attention in that front row, that was screaming right towards them.
It's funny, I was thinking moments ago that is exactly where my seats were growing up, where my grandpa had season tickets to the Syracuse Chiefs, which is AAA. Front row right on the dugout, right? And I was thinking, how often does a ball go there? He used to call them the pay attention seats.
1-1, ball inside, 2-1 count.
And obviously when they didn't have the net there, he would always like literally make us pay attention so we didn't get hit. And I was thinking about 5 minutes ago, how often does a ball go right there? Well, there you go. That would have gone right to the seats we were sitting in.
Proved your grandpa's point. 2-1 is hit towards the right field side, but just barely foul. Frank Jones, the home plate umpire, had the best look at it and called it foul. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. 7-2, Fredericksburg in front. that game down in Carolina. Excuse me, down in Delmarva. 2-2 fouled off. Delmarva has taken the lead with a 2 spot in the bottom of the third at the end of 3 innings. It's the Shorebirds 3 and the Hillcats 2. Only other active game in the Carolina League with 4 rainouts. Two-two, spoiled foul. The sun just begins to make its way underneath the mountains on what has been called the nicest view at the single-A level, according to MILB.com, with the Blue Ridge Mountains overtaking most of the right field wall. Two-two, once more inside for ball three. When the Nats come back up, after bringing up 10 batters, it's the 9-1-2 portion of the batting order due up in the eighth. Payoff pitch from Gonzalez. Called strike three inside. Roman Anthony double. The only action for Salem here in the bottom of the seventh. We head to the eighth. It's the Nationals 7, the Red Sox 2 on MILB TV and Valley Live. Me back for the top of the eighth. Fretnat's in control of this one, 7-2, taking you the rest of the way through this ball game on play-by-play. Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, TK. We go to the top of the eighth, 7-2. Like Tyler just mentioned, your score. Armando Cruz came up twice in the last inning. It was a 4 spot in the top of the seventh that really gave the Fretnat's control. Here we are at the bottom of the order. Wilmer Perez. The 0-1 pitch misses low and inside at the ankles at 91 on a fastball. Evens it up at a ball and a strike. Perez so far today, he's singled twice, a pair of base hits and a swinging strikeout. This one is a hard hit ball right to Luis Ravello at short. Catches it on a line and there's one down. Back to the top of the order for the Fretnats, Jonathan Thomas, the right fielder. Guy that's 0-for-4 on the evening, has been strong throughout this series. Yesterday had an 0-for-4 day as well, though, with a pair of strikeouts. Trying to pick up his first hit in a couple of days. Lays down a bunt, trickles down the left field line, gloved by Coffey. High throw, pulls Mexicano off the bag. He tried to apply the tag, it wasn't there. Tough play, Coffey just a little bit too much height on the throw. Mexicano couldn't quite apply the tag in time, so there's a runner on first, and they have not put it as a base hit. They have put it as an error now officially. And I think that's the right call. What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, I thought he got the tag down, but obviously Mr. Hovick is a lot closer to the action than I am.
Well, here's Sammy Infante. Pair of strikeouts, but a pair of base hits for him as well. Runner goes from first. The pitch finds the zone. Throw down to second is in time. The tag is there. Lira throws off the cannon and able to catch him stealing. So there are two away here. 7-2 still the score, and well, it's a situation where the Red Sox are going to have to play some defense to give the offense a chance, who will be down to their final six outs. The count 0-1 and the pitch to Infante. Misses low below the knees on a changeup at 85. 1-1. Already an RBI today for Infante. He scored as well back in the sixth. 1-1 on the way. Picked back up off the ground from Endurce Olira, and it's 2-1. On deck, Dalen Lyle. Hitless so far today, but then it's Brady House, who is having a monster two-home run outing. 2-1 below the knees once more, and it's three balls and a strike on three consecutive pitches outside of the zone. Gabriel Jackson, the third arm out of the bullpen, fourth in total for the Red Sox. He winds, fires, 3-1 on the way, foul tip back to the backstop, and it's full at 3-2. Nobody on, two away, and Mexicano playing in and to his right-hand side down the first base side. Rest of the infield playing out. Righty on righty matchup. And first time is called. So Sammy Infante steps off, takes his time at the very last second as Jackson was about to get into his windup. Three balls, two strikes, the payoff pitch. Swing and a chopper coming right at Liendo up the middle. Glove throws to first, and it's there on a softly thrown looping ball to first base to retire the inning. Red Sox defense shows up in the top of the eighth, giving the offense a chance. Down 7-2, we headed to the bottom of the eighth next on MILB TV. Seven to two, this score, the Fred Nats on top of the Red Sox. They also lead the series 3-1. Cutter Coffey to lead us off here in the bottom of the eighth. The first pitch is swung on and flown foul down the right field line. Out of play, and it's 0-1 for Coffey. He doubled back in the fourth and was thrown out trying to get extra frisky for third. And just couldn't quite outrun the tag, the 0-1. Misses below the knees, and it's evened up at a ball and a strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball misses low. Pedro Gonzalez enters his second inning of work. He kicks, steals the 1-1. Swing and a fly ball into the seats in right once more. Doinks off of a seat, and it'll be a souvenir for a 1-2 count.
Red Sox with their work cut out for them here, trailing by five runs, being out hit 12-7. 1-2, chopped on the ground down the left field line. Here's House with a glove. Throws across his body to first in time for out number one. 5-3 put out, sits down. Cutter Coffey hits it right to his own position tonight at third. And having himself a day is Brady House. Two homers. He's been pretty darn good defensively in the field as well. Luis Ravello, the shortstop, has a hit tonight. He was caught stealing going for second in that plate appearance. After that, though, he popped out and struck out swinging. The first pitch finds the zone at its 0-1 on a breaking ball. 0-1 pitch, doinks off the glove of Perez, stays in front of him, and it's outside for ball number one. Count evened up at a ball and a strike. Well, Tyler, Memorial Day weekend here at the ballpark, and one of those baseball feel holidays, right? 1-1 on the way. This is low and away. Fastball, it's 2-1. And, I mean, this ballpark is, you know, named after its veteran's sake, Salem Memorial Ballpark. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a chopper. Hard hit on the ground to Infante at second. He throws to first, and there's two away. And the reason I bring that up is there's actually a seat here at Salem Memorial Ballpark that is set aside for lost veterans. It is a seat that is set aside. It's right in front of the press box, matter of fact, right underneath us. And it is prisoners of war missing in action. It says with a placard, "You are not forgotten." As here is Juan Chacon, little poppy. Looks in ball number one of the inside on a fastball. It's 1-0. It reads, "Since World War I, more than 92,000 American soldiers are unaccounted for. This unoccupied seat is dedicated to the memory of those brave men and women the sacrifices that each of them have made serving this country." It says, "God bless you and God bless America." And it's presented to Salem Memorial Ballpark by Rolling Thunder of Virginia, Chapter 4. A seat set aside as we get a strike. 91 miles an hour on the fastball. Called strike makes it 1-2 for Lil Poppy, as we call him, Juan Chacon. Two down, nobody on. Sox trail by five here in the bottom of the eighth. Chacon has one hit today. He's 1-for-3. The 1-2. Swing and a ripper. It's grabbed by Cruz on a backhanded glove. Skipping throw to first is there. Skipped on the dirt like a stone, and it ends the inning. Red Sox sat down 1-2-3. We go to the top of the ninth after this from Salem. Top of the ninth on tap for you here in Salem. A five-run lead for the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Red Sox, 7-2. And they do it off the heels of a fourth inning with a score, two runs in the sixth, and a four-piece in the top of the seventh. Gabriel Jackson, first pitch swinging. Brady House launches it out to right field and underneath it to make the catch.
is Roman Anthony. My apologies, a correction. That is Dalen Lyle. Got ahead of myself. Ready for Brady House, who has two homers so far tonight. Total of 2 for 4, but, man, did he crush a couple of baseballs. One of them hit the scoreboard. First pitch launches it out to deep left field. This ball's going. It is down on the warning track. Brady House with an extra base hit. Pumps the brakes with a stand-up double at second. The career day continues for the young Nationals prospect. Two homers, a double. Not a bad outing, to say the least. And the Nats are looking for some insurance here in the top of the ninth.
No stranger to it. Did it with a 5 spot in the ninth earlier this series.
Yeah. 5 spot a couple of nights ago in the top of the ninth. And what was a tight game at that point, all of a sudden got away from the Red Sox in a hurry. Here's Elijah Green. Talk about another highly touted prospect. First pitch misses inside. 89 on the gun makes it 1-0. 20 RBIs. Now with a runner in scoring position. 1-0 pitch. Just missing outside at 83 on the changeup. 2-0. Well, it's Grateful Dead night here at the ballpark, Tyler. Why not a little bit of Grateful Dead trivia while we're at it? Now, I'm not going to know many of the answers. I don't know about you. Not a big Grateful Dead guy. Swing and a miss here on the 2-0 makes it 2-1. Are you a Grateful Dead guy?
I'm not.
We'll do some trivia anyways. Some of our listeners might be. How do the musicians choose a name for the band? Answer being a dictionary. 2-1, missing low and away. It's 3-1.
So they just scroll through the dictionary and pick two words?
I guess so. This is a quiz with multiple choice answers. It was a Ouija board, a dictionary, and a psychic. And I guess a dictionary is how they did it. The 3-1s waved on and missed, and it fills the count on a fastball blown right by Elijah Green. 3-2. Roughly how many albums has the band sold worldwide? 35 million, 20 million, or 97 million?
Just give me C. Give me the top number.
High fly ball, deep, center field, towards the track. It is off the wall. Rounding third and going back to it is Brady House, and it's a big double off the wall for Elijah Green. And Brady House, after having to look at it the whole way, only got to third base.
Yeah, odd you see back-to-back doubles where there are no runs scored out of it.
Well, it sets the table. Two runs in scoring position here for Reysmar Quintana. He has quietly had an unbelievable day. A three-hit day on a trifecta of singles and an RBI for Quintana. Also struck out looking. The first pitch missing inside on a fastball. It's 1-0. Well, the answer was 35 million albums sold worldwide by the Grateful Dead. Which of the band's songs is listed as a U.S. national treasure? Foul tip. Back to the netting. 1-1. Truckin', Friend of the Devil, or Uncle John's Band? We're just going to guess for fun.
Give me B.
Friend of the Devil. It was Truckin'. 1 pitch, flown into the seats. It'll make it 0-2. I didn't see TK. Do you know why that first ball was wiped away?
I do not.
Well, it's 0-2. Unless we get a different signal from the umpire. Scoreboard reads 0-2. Time called here by Quintana. Back to baseball we go. One down, second and third occupied. It's a 7-2 lead for the Nationals here in the top of the ninth. Looking to add some more. 0-2 pitch. Low and away. Blocked by Lira. It's 1-2.
I was going to say the live stats also have it at that first pitch as a ball.
Does it?
Yeah. Okay. Quite unsure right now.
I mean, it was a pitch missing high and in. I don't know why it would have been wiped. There wasn't a balk or anything. Well, the 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with the slider. And there's two away. first strikeout of the night for Gabriel Jackson. Sets up Murphy Staley, the designated hitter. He has a hit tonight. Had a 4-for-5 performance a night ago. The former Texas Longhorn, the first pitch. Swing and a rocket down for a base hit into left field. It scores House. Heading home is Elijah Green. He will score. The ball is still in the corner. And pumping the brakes at second is Murphy Staley with an easy stand-up 2-RBI double.
Third double of the inning.
Two insurance runs tacked down by the Nationals makes it a 9-2 ball game here in the top of the ninth. They have scored double-digit runs now in the sixth, the seventh, and now the ninth. Armando Cruz chops this one right back to the glove of Jackson, and he makes the tag, literally shoving him off the bag, and that will end the inning. Two insurance runs in the top of the ninth. The Red Sox down 7. We head to the final 3 outs of the Red Sox here in the bottom of 9 after this in Salem. Time for the bottom of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 9-2 the score. The Red Sox down 7 runs looking for some magic. Abram Liendo ready to lead us off here in the bottom of the ninth. Walked twice today. He is 0-for-1. Batting below the Mendoza line at 190. It's a fastball missing high and in, and it makes it 1-0. So Pedro Gonzalez on the hill. Just the third arm today for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-0 misses below the knees. It's now 2-0. Liendo had that big home run to tie the ball game in game one in the bottom of the ninth. It is his lone home run on the year as the 2-0 misses away. It's 3-0. A home run right now could go a long way for the Red Sox, but it would unfortunately only be good enough for one. You're down 7. 3-0. Get me over strike is there on the inside corner at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 3-1. What are your thoughts on the loud jerseys today? First the 3-1, rocketed on the ground, diving grab by Infante, throws to first from his knees, and it's there for the first out of the bottom of the ninth.
Well, the loud jerseys said to the Frednets pretty much, we're going to be just as loud just with our play on the field. 9 runs, 15 hits, a whole bunch of good defensive plays in the field. The Frednets have looked like the much better team today.
They have all series, leading it now 3-1 as Lira gets a hold of one deep to center field. Going back, Green makes the catch on the run, and the Red Sox down to their final out. A lot of first pitch flyouts today. Roberto Mexicano with two away and nobody on here in the bottom of the ninth. Maybe trying to pad the stats a little bit here.
Yeah, it'll take a miracle comeback down seven with only one out left.
Righty on righty, first pitch in there, called strike. At the letters on a fastball, it's 0-1. Mexicano, the eight-hole hitter. 0-for-2, advanced on an error, hits one on a line drive, and it's caught by Infante, and that'll do it. That ends the ball game. 9-2, the final score. The Fredericksburg Nationals annihilate the Red Sox here in game number 5. 15 hits on the day compared to Salem 7. Doubling up on the Red Sox in the hit category, TK.
Yeah, it's their most hits in a game this season. Previously, back on April 20th, had 15 against Delmarva. Now the second time that the Fred Nats have put together 15 hits in a game. And we talk about Brady House, 3-for-5 today, 2 home runs and a double. I mean, just hits all over the scorecard for Fredericksburg. And almost every batter in that Fredericksburg lineup, 6 of the 9 batters for Fredericksburg recorded an RBI as well. And it's just another game where, you know, Luis Perales went 5 innings. 8 of the 9 runs were scored in innings 6, 7, 8, and 9 for Fredericksburg. So the bullpen has not been reliable all series, and hopefully if we are able to play a game tomorrow, weather permitting, the bullpen can look a little bit better. But I mean, you know, you hate to point the finger, but it's a pretty glaring issue right now.
Yeah, no doubt. I couldn't agree with you more. Well, 4-1, this series lead now for Fredericksburg. We hope to get a game in tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 3:05. We'll see if the rain holds off. Forecast not looking good, but as of right now, we will see you tomorrow. 3 o'clock pregame, 3:05 first pitch. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Dead night tonight at the ballpark. For everyone in the production room to my right, our producer Stephen Langdon, for my broadcast partner Tyler Katz, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night from Salem. 9-2, the final score. The Fred Nats beat the Red Sox.